Picture a jet bridge at the end of a long day. The passengers are gone. The cleaners are working the aisle, a maintenance truck idles below the wing, and for about a minute, nobody is standing in the cockpit doorway. 60 seconds. That's the window a team of researchers just put a spotlight on. And what they say they did with it is the reason we're leading with this today. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is Atis, the show where we take the headlines coming across the wire and tell you what they actually mean from the left seat. Today we've got a security story that's been picking up speed, and I want to walk through it carefully, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Here's what you need to know. Avweb is reporting that a group of researchers demonstrated a proof-of-concept device that could alter flight management data on a Boeing 737 after brief physical access to the airplane. The demonstration, as described, took roughly 60 seconds of hands-on time. The device is designed to reach into the systems that store and move navigation and performance information. The digital backbone a modern flight deck relies on when it's telling the crew where they are and where they're going. Now, before your pulse climbs, let me put the word demonstration in bold for you. This was a research effort, a proof of concept, not an incident, not an airplane full of people, not somebody doing this from a seat in row 26 with a laptop. We'll get into exactly what that distinction means in a minute, because it matters more than almost anything else in this story. But first, let me take care of the person who keeps the lights on around here. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's get into the actual machine. When we say flight management data, what are we really talking about? On an airliner, the flight management system, the FMS, is the brain that ties together navigation, performance, and guidance. The crew loads a route. The system knows the aircraft's position from a blend of inertial reference and satellite navigation. It calculates speeds, fuel burn, top of climb, top of descent. It feeds the autopilot and the flight director, and it puts a moving map in front of two pilots, so they always have a picture. Underneath all of that sits a database, navigation data, waypoints, airways, approaches, runway coordinates. That database gets updated on a regular cycle, every 28 days on what we call the ARAC schedule. It's loaded through a data port. And that data port, that's the door the researchers say they went through. So the concern isn't some Hollywood image of a hacker flying the airplane from the ground. The concern is more subtle and, honestly, more interesting. It's the idea that if you could quietly corrupt or alter the stored navigation and performance data, you might be able to nudge what the crew sees. A waypoint that's slightly off, a performance number that's not quite right. Information the pilots trust because 99.9% of the time, it has earned that trust. That's why this made news. Not because an airplane is easy to hijack with a gadget, because it's a reminder that the digital supply chain behind the flight deck has to be defended like any other critical system. Now, here's where I put on the flight instructor hat, because this is the part the security write-ups don't always cover well. This affects you if you fly professionally, and it affects how you think even if you fly a Cessna 172 on the weekends. And the reason is a principle we drill from the very first hour of training: trust, but verify, cross-check. Let me explain what I mean. A well-trained crew does not blindly follow the magenta line, never has. The flight management system is a magnificent tool, but it is a tool. And the humans are the operators. When you load a route, you verify it. Leg by leg, you check the distances against the flight plan. You check the total mileage against what you filed, you look at the waypoints on the chart, and you make sure the line the box drew matches the clearance the controller gave you. You check the top of descent point against raw data. You verify altitudes. You confirm the approach in the box matches the approach plate in your hand, right down to the final approach course and the crossing altitudes. Every one of those cross-checks is a tripwire, and it was there long before anybody built a benchtop hacking device. So a corrupted database doesn't get a free pass into the airplane's behavior. It runs straight into a crew that is trained and required to catch discrepancies. If the box says the airport is one place and the chart says another, the chart and the crew win. If the performance numbers look wrong, you calculate them independently. That's not paranoia. That's Tuesday. The headline says 60-second attack. The reality is that the 60 seconds only buys you the first move in a game where the other side has two experienced professionals, redundant systems, air traffic control watching on radar, and a stack of paper and independent instruments specifically designed to catch a lie. Let me flag something as opinion here, so you know where the reporting ends and where Tower starts. In my read, the real value of research like this isn't the scary demo, it's the pressure it puts on the people who build and certify these systems to keep hardening the physical and digital access points. That's a good thing. That's the system working. Researchers poke, manufacturers patch, regulators tighten. The alternative, nobody looking, is far worse. And that brings us to the part that should actually reassure you. This attack, as described, required physical access to the airplane. Somebody had to be at the data port, on the jet, with hands on hardware. That is a completely different threat than remote hacking. And it's important you understand why. An airliner is not sitting unattended in a field. It lives inside layers of security, secured ramps, badged access, cameras, maintenance logs, chain of custody on every component and every database load. The navigation data that goes into that box comes from controlled sources, on a controlled cycle, loaded by people who are trained and tracked, getting 60 unsupervised seconds at the right port on a commercial aircraft, without anyone noticing, on an airplane that's about to fly, is a much taller order than plugging a thumb drive into an office computer. So when you see the phrase, 60-second attack, add the words that got left off the headline. 60 seconds with physical access to an airplane inside a secured environment against a crew trained to catch the result. Those qualifiers aren't spin. They're the whole ballgame. Now, what should you actually do with this? Because on this show, we don't just hand you a worry and walk away. If you fly for a living, here's your action item, and it's not a new one. It's a renewal recommit to the discipline of independent cross-checks. Verify the loaded route against the clearance, every leg. Check raw data against the magenta line. Confirm performance numbers you can confirm. Treat the box as a brilliant assistant that occasionally needs supervision, because that has always been true. Whether the error came from a hacker, a bad database cycle, a fat-fingered entry, or just a rare software gremlin. The defense is identical. Human beings who look. If you fly general aviation, the lesson scales right down to your panel. More and more of us are flying behind glass now. Certified navigators, portable tablets, moving maps, synthetic vision, database-driven approaches, and the same discipline applies. Update your databases from legitimate sources, keep your equipment and your accounts secure, and never ever let the pretty picture on the screen override what your eyes, your charts, and your other instruments are telling you. When the box and the world disagree, the world wins, every time. And there's a physical security angle for us little guys too. Quietly, your airplane sits on a ramp or in a hangar. Increasingly, it has data ports, wireless updates, connected avionics. It's worth a thought. Who has access to your panel? How do updates get loaded? I'm not telling you to lie awake over it. I'm telling you it belongs on the same list as your pitot cover and your control lock, basic hygiene. Let me widen the lens for a second, because this fits a pattern we've been watching across aviation. Our airplanes are becoming computers with wings. That's not a complaint, it's a fact, and mostly a wonderful one. The situational awareness a modern flight deck gives you would have looked like science fiction to a crew 40 years ago. But every capability we add through software is a capability that has to be secured. The industry knows this. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has been folding cybersecurity into aircraft certification for years now, treating information security as an airworthiness issue right alongside structures and systems. This research is a data point in a conversation that's already well underway, not a bolt from the blue. And I'd argue this is exactly how a mature safety culture is supposed to behave. We don't wait for the accident. We invite the smart people to find the weakness first in a lab with nobody on board. So the fix goes in before the failure ever finds a passenger. That's the same philosophy that gave us crew resource management, that gave us the redundant systems, that gave us the checklists. Find the hole on the ground, close it before it flies. So let me bring us back to that jet bridge where we started. 60 seconds. It sounds terrifying until you count everything standing between those 60 seconds and an actual problem in the air. Secured access to even get to the port, a crew trained to catch a discrepancy, redundant navigation sources, air traffic control, charts, raw data, and an entire industry of engineers, regulators, and yes, researchers whose whole job is to stay one move ahead. The device is real, the demonstration is real, but so is the defense. And the defense, at the end of the day, is the same thing it has always been. A professional in the seat who looks at what the machine is telling them and asks the oldest question in aviation. Does this make sense? If it doesn't, you don't fly the box, you fly the airplane. My thanks to AVWeb for the reporting that put this story on our radar this week. If you want the links and a little more of the technical detail, you can find your way to it through radiohangar.com. Keep cross-checking, keep your databases clean, and keep flying the airplane. I'm Tower, this has been ATIS.